Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, January 5th, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, Apple is rumored to be planning smaller and lighter versions of its USB-C wall chargers. The story comes from Digitimes, who says that Navitas Semiconductor is expected to obtain orders for gallium nitride, or GaN, chargers from Apple in 2021. Details here are somewhat sparse, but the need for Apple to adopt gallium nitride technology is increasing as third-party accessory makers enter the market. A variety of companies make GaN chargers that are both smaller and faster than the USB-C chargers that Apple includes with its MacBook lineup and sells separately for its iPhones. In fact, Navitas created the GaNFast solution, which is the technology used by many other Android manufacturers. Apple can use this technology to help make its first-party chargers similar in size and power to what we're seeing from other companies, ranging up to 300 watts. Gallium nitride chargers don't require as many components as silicon chargers. The material is also able to conduct far higher voltages over time than silicon, which is what makes them more powerful and faster than other chargers. And this isn't the first time we've heard about Apple's plans to reportedly introduce new chargers sometime in 2021. Reliable Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo reported last month that Apple will release two or three new chargers in 2021, and we speculated at the time that these could be GaN chargers. But the fact is that Apple's charger lineup has grown quite complex over the last several years, with a variety of different oddities related to what chargers you can use with what devices to obtain full power. Adopting gallium nitride technology could help Apple streamline this lineup and make it more versatile with dual-port designs, faster performance, and more. Reliable Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo is out with a wide-ranging investor report this week focused on what to expect from Apple in 2021. The analyst says that Apple will release its first AR device in 2021 alongside AirTag item trackers and more. The AirTag item trackers have been rumored for well over a year, but despite multiple reports suggesting a release, Apple has stayed silent on the fate of the accessory. But if Kuo is to be believed, Apple will finally release these item trackers sometime this year. Kuo also makes broad claims that Apple will release some sort of AR device in 2021. Specifics here are unclear, but Kuo has said in the past that Apple's first generation of augmented reality glasses will be heavily dependent on the iPhone. The AR glasses will essentially act as a display only, with all of the actual computing, rendering, internet connectivity, and location services coming from the iPhone in the user's pocket. And as for the rest of Apple's product lineups, Kuo says that Apple will continue the transition to Apple Silicon in the Mac in 2021, and it will also undertake a transition to mini LED displays across the iPad Pro and Mac. This is likely to come in the form of redesigned 14-inch and 16-inch MacBook Pros, both with mini LED and Apple Silicon. On the iPad side of things, the 12.9-inch iPad Pro is expected to be the first iPad to switch to mini LED, with reports indicating it could be announced sometime in Q1. And finally, Kuo also corroborates that new AirPods are on the way this year. The rumored AirPods Pro Lite would replace the non-Pro AirPods in Apple's lineup, which means they'd be in-ear and likely include different ear tip sizes in the box. Rounding out today with the release of the iPhone 12 Pro and iPhone 12 Pro Max, Apple added new LiDAR scanner technology to the back camera array for depth sensing features. This week, a new supply chain report says that Apple will expand the LiDAR sensor beyond the Pro models with this year's iPhone 13. The report explains that Apple has signed a deal with Sony that guarantees LiDAR scanners will be used in the iPhone through at least 2023. The volume of the order suggests that Apple will no longer be limiting it just to the Pro models of each year's iPhone. Currently, the iPhone 12 Pro's LiDAR scanner is used for AR features and some photography features, such as faster autofocus in low light and night mode support for portrait mode. A separate report has also indicated this week that the iPhone 13 could bring millimeter wave 5G support to additional countries. Currently, only the iPhone 12 models in the United States support the faster millimeter wave 5G standard, but Apple has reportedly added an additional supplier of antennas for the iPhone 13 this year and has already placed a large order. But ultimately, at this point, we still don't know much about what to expect from this year's iPhone release, whether it be the iPhone 12S, the iPhone 13, or something completely different. As usual, we expect rumors of the iPhone 13 to increase over the next few months and really hit full stride sometime over the summer before a release in September. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.